Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Whose Online Is It Anyway?, where the community guidelines are made up and the facts don't matter. I'm Toxic Male, and here's your host with the most booze, Terrence Pott.
You raging rump rangers. Today we got some good stuff going on because times is crazy, and we are not going to run out of insane shit anytime soon.
Time for your favorite article of the week, Pop.
Oh my God.
Is there anything that you want to say before we shove everyone's face in this like they just shit on the carpet?
All right, first of all, men on average, American men live to 72?
72, yeah.
Okay. And women live to 78.
Yep.
6 years. All right. Now, they're saying these women live the additional 6 years because they're emotionally stable. And they talk to their friends.
Yeah, that's why a third of them are on head meds.
Now, when we show you this next article, I am going to make the case for it is better to die at 72.
Men's cuddling group aims to redefine masculinity and heal trauma.
Okay, so I guess they're spelling masculinity P-U-S-S-Y.
Well, it's a lot easier to spell that way.
Yeah.
The two-year-old group draws men from various backgrounds. A 37-year-old Mormon who works as an airport gate agent, a 57-year-old married father of three, and a 62-year-old retiree.
Download Dan.
Oh, download Dan. Peter Puffer. Twice a month, half a dozen men gather in Plymouth meeting to help each other work through past traumas. Their chosen method of healing? Cuddles. It may seem odd, but members of the Men's Therapeutic Cuddle Group, MTCG, Men Touching Cock Group, say the practice has helped them cope with everything from childhood sexual abuse to the loss of family members when they were young.
Listen, my heart. If you've been sexually abused when you were younger, my heart goes out to you.
Oh, of course.
I've never had to deal with that. I don't think I would handle that well. But yeah, everyone goes through shit. Like relatives die, parents get divorced. I mean, there's all kinds of horrible shit that goes on.
Yeah.
That you're just going to have to, like, and when you're growing up as a dude, what is the typical answer? You'll be fine. Suck it up. Drive on.
Walk it off.
Yeah. You'll be all right. And you know what? It works. I mean, we've been chugging along now for 6,000 plus years.
Ooh.
Across plagues and natural disasters and all kinds of wars, fought with sticks and stones all the way up to atomic bombs.
Yep.
And we're still here. And men weren't cuddling before this, and they don't need to do it now.
You know, there's other people you can cuddle with, bro.
Like your
woman.
Just
saying. Yeah, you could go pay a little, Asian woman. With thick wrists to beat you up for a half an hour.
Or walk on your back.
Or
and then some.
You pay her an extra $50 and she'll...
And then some.
Give you the cranky anchor surprise. There are other ways to decompress besides snuggling furries.
Yeah. The extra 50 from the turn the crank on your spank box.
Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
That's what it is.
It is what it is. It's a little. I'll read a little bit more here. The two-year-old group draws men from various backgrounds. There is a range of schmexual orientations.
That's not a shocker.
I would say that those range from slightly gay to super gay.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just gay.
At a time when traditional ideas of manhood are facing scrutiny in such terms as toxic masculinity are becoming more widely known through the Me Too movement, the group aims to provide new ways for men to express themselves.
Yeah, I prefer the old way. It's called Fight Club.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, nothing quite helps you hone your focus and paying attention in the moment like dodging a fist flying at your face.
When I was having a bad day, I used to go to the boxing gym in Royal Oak. It's long since closed down now. Put on my gear, get in the ring, and I'd spar for an hour. make, you know, five, six different dudes. And it worked. I felt great when I was done.
Good.
I can't do it anymore, but, you know.
Yeah.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, just like these guys.
Oh, God, stop it.
Although the meetups are not open to the public, members must be interviewed and approved, the group held a demonstration for the Inquirer. At the beginning of the session, everyone agreed not to engage in sexual touch and to ask for consent before each action. They gathered in a huddle and breathed meditatively.
No.
The cuddling started with men pairing up to do the motorcycle holds. See, now that, I think you're setting yourself up for a reach around.
Yeah, you're going to get an invasion in your turd tunnel.
One man sits with his back against the other man's chest, as if they were riding together in a motorcycle. Some massaged their partner's shoulders or hands, while others stroked the other person's beard.
Many that is closed, so weird!
Many closed their eyes as the room fell into silence. After 15 minutes, they switched to a new partner.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
This is what we call an all-guy group growth.
It's not good. It's not good, man. This is
No. For the second half of the session, the men cuddled into one large group in what they call a puppy pile. Men lay with their heads in each other's laps, chatted and joked as they felt massive boners start to push on their heads.
Yeah, you know what? This is disturbing. I'm just saying, this is a sad state of affairs.
I mean, you know what? You do you, but this is weird.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to go hang out with dudes, I go to the VFW, throw back some beers, and throw some darts.
I mean, if these guys aren't hurting anybody, fine. I don't care. You know, if you feel like this is what you need to do, you do you.
This is weird.
It's just a little weird.
No, it's not a little weird.
Yeah.
This is a whole lot of weird.
Well, it's just like people, you know, it's almost like a kink, you know. Like, hey, you know, I'm not the kind of dude who, you know, digs it when, you know, like rope is wrapped around a woman's breasticles until they turn purple and they look like they're about to pop like a couple of gigantic pimples. But hey, you do you. I mean,
No. But this is what happens when you have eroded masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more disgusting things, and they're going to try to redefine it.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I mean, women don't want that. Women don't want a crybaby, touchy-feely guy.
Well, they claim they do.
Yeah. Maybe they do when they're 45 and that's all they can get and they need somebody to, you know, watch their shit.
They'll swear on a stack of Bibles. They want a strong, sensitive man. But at the end of the day, if you cry in front of a woman, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's a done deal.
Watch Grunspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to bring your drinking straw.